Among the suggestions include more affordable plans, lower deductibles, and link the open enrollment period to the tax filing season. New York State of Health Executive Director Donna Frescatore was on the call, which follows months of efforts by states and the federal government to enroll the uninsured.
We've enrolled through our marketplace about 926,000 New Yorkers, which includes persons who qualified for our state Medicaid program, which was expanded on January 1st of 2014, children enrolled in our Child Health Plus program in New York, and individuals who enrolled through qualified health plans through our state marketplace. Notably, I think about 80% of the individuals who have enrolled through our marketplace tell us at the time they applied that they did not have insurance.
Access Health Connecticut CEO Kevin Cunahan says 10,000 potential enrollees weren't able to complete registration by deadline.
We're a fairly small state, 3.5 million people. We have a fairly low uninsured level to start with. It's about 8%. We have about 286,000 insured prior to the implementation of the ACA. As of the 31st, or April 1st rather, our total was 198,878. Versus a goal of 100,000.
Cunahan noted it's still too early to have reliable information about costs because many ACA enrollments came in February and after. Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack said that considering the scope and complexity of Obamacare, enrollment went relatively well.
Secretary Sebelius indicated that an additional 400,000 people have enrolled in private insurance as of this week, bringing the total to about 7.5 million people. So that's very welcome news.
The besieged director testified at a Senate hearing, "We expect that number to continue to grow." Unlike the rocky rollout that defined the federal website's early days, local exchanges have adjusted quickly when problems arise. Again, Donna Frescatore.
What we found has been really key is the flexibility in the IT system, as well as the ability to respond very quickly to changes to the system. We noticed very early on from our social media channels that people who thought they'd qualify for financial assistance were finding that they got to the end of their application and did not qualify. When we reached out to them, we found a very simple answer, that they were simply overlooking a question and they weren't answering yes, they wanted to apply for financial assistance. That was something we were able to fix pretty quickly. We'd also engaged in a very extensive planning process here in New York that involved, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stakeholders throughout New York from various different sectors, including, of course, consumers and health plans and healthcare providers, as well as insurance brokers and others.
Frescatore added collaboration with contractors has played a vital role in ease of implementation, and New York may fine-tune the benefit mix of some plans in an effort to lower deductibles. While Connecticut's Kevin Cunahan is open to synchronizing the ACA enrollment period to the tax filing season, he says the exact dates must be carefully considered.
With so many policies being focused on calendar year and with deductibles and so many things based on calendar year, that I guess I'd initially thought that things leading up to 1-1, enrollment leading up to 1-1, would actually be very desirable, and actually trying to move the market more to 1-1 effective dates would actually be helpful. And that's where I thought that having something in the fourth quarter, say 10-1 to 12-31, would be particularly helpful to states and to consumers.
It should be noted that the states featured on the conference call have been more successful than average at drawing eligible enrollees onto their exchanges. The representatives agreed that the ultimate goal is to make it less complicated for individuals to purchase insurance. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.